Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, you're listening to Cleopatra Memphis Studios. I'm your girl, Cleopatra Memphis, but as you know, you can call me Cleo. I took some time today to sit and kind of rest and gather myself personally as well as professionally. There has been so many things and so many false information being put out there as to what we should do concerning the COVID-19 virus, from just random people to groups in social media, people with their own agenda, the whole nine. But this is not the time to do that. This is a very, very serious matter. And out of 19,495 incorporated cities in the United States, our 50 states, this is something everybody should take very, very seriously. I'll just start here with the show that I watched on Facebook Live. And this is one that is produced by Jada Pinkett Smith, and it was really, really good. It's called The Red Table Talk, and I watched it, and they took the time to explain a lot of things that even a lot of so-called professional social media outlets weren't even addressing. And I noticed that, and it was just something that was scary to me. So you need to get reliable sources out there to know what your city is up to. Make sure you contact your mayor to see what you should do and how you can keep up on updates. And it just seems like I really believe we can get past it. Now, the first number one thing that I noticed that they addressed was the type of mask you are supposed to wear. I even put that up on the website. Ladies and gentlemen, those small surgical masks that are open on the side are not the mask you need. That is not the mask you need. You need an N95 respirator mask because the particles of a virus are small enough to get through that surgical mask that people put on that is just a pseudo form of protection. So please, 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 if you can, get a N95 respirator mask and know that this virus is highly contagious. But as I said before, I was so happy to hear concrete information as to how we should handle this thing and what we can do to protect ourselves. Of course, we know that there are going to be more at-risk patients and more at-risk people due to ailments. But if you want to keep yourself safe every day, of course, we know also to wash your hands, practice social distancing, stay home, because they are now in the city of LA an executive order for that. But if you want to be outside and getting by day to day and not have to worry about that getting into your lungs, you need to get the N95 respirator mask, however you may do that. But I can't wait to get my hands on some more myself. But anyway, moving on from there, there is good news and there is hope out there. There are people actually speaking on surviving the virus. And also on the Red Table Talk, they talked about that as well. And that has been posted in different areas with different backgrounds in profession, different age ranges, different ethnicities as to what's happening. But one common thread that I did hear and understand that it was difficult to get tested. It was difficult to get the things that they actually needed until they were shown to be positive. And to survive it, a lot of people worked together to survive that. if they were diagnosed in groups. So we don't need you to worry that you won't survive this if you're not a basketball player or a senator or someone in a big position. Know that you can survive this. But in the meantime, make sure you get your immune system up. Also, in the city of LA, if you want to hear where I am, I'm in Los Angeles. If you want to hear certain things, make sure that you are, if you are listening to lacityview.org/live, that's lacityview.org/live. That's lacityview.org live, because there is an app that you can download to get a hold of all the information that you need for the city of Los Angeles. And whatever city you're in, make sure you go to the right sources for that and keep yourself safe. And thank you to all the nurses, doctors, grocery, food and sanitation workers that are out there, people doing transportation. That's a whole nother story. We're going to get on that in a little bit. But the president has just issued an executive order to prevent hoarding. Now, I think it is also our duty to, if you see someone hoarding, if you're a business owner and that's what you're doing, working in that sector, you have to prevent that. There are so many people that cannot panic buy. There are so many people that are in need, but they just don't have it because someone was being greedy. This is the time to take up arms with each other. You need the people that you're around. There are so many people blessed to have family, blessed to have someone in their corner. But then again, there are so many people that are not, that they do not have someone in their corner. They do not have someone helping them get to and fro. They do not have someone helping them get food or anything else. They are much, much older. So they are, you know, struggling at this time. Now, it's hard for me to say that you put yourself in harm's way. You know what you're capable of. But if you're going to help, make sure you get your N95 respirator mask, some gloves, and you keep your distance to where you can help in the way that they need. Sometimes it's for elderly, it's just a call. Sometimes it's just a box of food or some clothes or whatever. But you have to do your part. You must do your part, because I do not believe the cavalry is going to come as we've had in the past. It has been shown time and time again with this current presidential administration. So we are going to have to help each other. Also, as some more news that's vital, the National Guard has been dispersed. And it's not to rein in any craziness, any obscene or lascivious acts. It is to make sure that we are being helped with the food banks and things of that nature. So be aware of that and practice staying at home like you should. But my main thing is getting the correct information that you need. If you don't get the correct information that you need, you will continue to wear the wrong mask. You will continue to put yourself in harm's way. And for the small businesses out there, hey, people, this is going to be a rough ride. And I can say personally, I've been through it before due to previous sickness. So I feel like this is, you know, another exercise for me personally. There's a lot of things that a lot of people weren't prepared for previously. I am prepared for it now due to my personal situation. But there are ways that we can get help in business. And that is where we can get financial assistance for payroll, our taxes, and then some. The taxes have been extended to July 15th. And here at Cleopatra Memphis Studios, we will be volunteering with VITA. And that's with the IRS to do and help assist in taxes for free. So you can contact your local IRS office and see where you can find us here in the city of Los Angeles helping to assist in getting your taxes done. I think it's vital, and we do definitely want to give back to our community when the time is right. I'm just asking that people take the time to cherish. I believe, like what it says, there's been a saying going around forever, hindsight is 2020. This is our hindsight. This is what we're going to learn for the next time. And I really don't believe we're going to get another warning, people. We're not going to get another warning. We need to prepare and be there for each other. We need to prepare and have things in order in case something like that happens again. And again, speaking of business, another section of Cleopatra Mrs. Studios is our art department, which where we focus on hair and makeup. And in the beauty industry where I first came from, it has been hit very, very hard. But as well as every other field, but one field in particular that has always been resistant is the beauty field, whether it's makeup, whether it's hair, barbering. That field has been hitting hard because if your client does not want to come, then you can't do anything. Also, another form is in our production in Cleopatra Mrs. Studios is regular production with filming, and our actors, our film crew. This is vital because you have to be in contact with people. So a lot of things are switching, and you have to prepare for those things. The ones that will survive right off are the ones that are not in a certain income bracket, that are making well above $75,000. Also, white-collar workers that can also work from home. So you may have to, as from this point on, figure out other things to do besides what you have been doing and educate yourself accordingly, because you never know what is needed. And I also think they need to bring a lot of things back, because there are a lot of things that we need are made in China, and we can no longer get those things readily accessible to us. So there needs to be reconsideration in the business community as to how we get our products and for our businesses. That is just vital now. We see that. We see how it's hurting us. So I am just asking that everyone use this time to really assess their personal situation and reach out for help if you need it. Do not be ashamed. Do not feel like you are a burden to someone, because this is not a time to be prideful. This is a time to get some help. So in the meantime, you all are going to be in my prayers. Stay tuned to Cleopatra Mrs. Studios. God bless you. Smooches, and be great.